With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Multiple people are dead, others are injured after a person drove an SUV into a crowd at a street festival in Vancouver. The 30-year-old driver is in custody. The Filipino community's Lapu Lapu Day festival was underway when the incident took place. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's devastated to learn about the deadly incident, as do the leaders of the Conservative Party and the NDP. A massive explosion and fire has rocked a port in southern Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. State media said the blast killed 25 people and injuring around 800 others. Helicopters and aircraft dumping water from the air on the raging fire through the night into Sunday morning. The explosion occurred just as Iran and the United States met Saturday in Oman for the third round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Immigration remains a big advantage for the GOP. More on the story from Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April of 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. Trump is expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon, and his comments come only a day after saying Ukraine and Russia were very close to a deal. The president said in a social media post yesterday as he flew back to the United States after Pope Francis' funeral that there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns over the last few days. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com. Deion Sanders finds himself in the target of atheists. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The EEOC is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on the back burner. It's all part of President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and end the practice of promoting transgenderism. The EEOC received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in fiscal year 2024 and another 3,000 in 2023. This is SRN News. A popular Mexican restaurant will be headed, well, to Mexico. John Scott explains.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle will partner with Alce, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. This expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Famed aerobatic pilot Rob Holland has died in a plane crash in Virginia. He had been scheduled to participate in a weekend air show at Joint Base Langley-USIS in Hampton. Officials say Holland was probably the best-known air show pilot and the winningest competitor in aerobatic contests. Holland was 50 years old. More on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com.